How do you do it? How do you know me so well? I didn't even think it was ever possible for a person to really know another human being. I mean, we all say that we know our partners and our friends, our lovers, and at one level that's true. There are some people we know much better than others. To really know someone, well, that's a big part of love or deep friendship or of loving a child. But I don't think I've ever had someone know the core of my sexuality like you do. I don't ever need to perform for you. I never have to fake it. You sense when I'm ready for sex and when I need to be on my own, when I'm feeling playful and when I'm down, when I want to shower you with love and when I need you to do things to me, dirty things, beautiful, filthy things, things that it's hard for me to say to another person, but with you, I don't even have to say them because you sense that I need them. The words are unnecessary because you already know what I want. How do you do that? How do you know when all I want to do is ease your stress? To give you lots of kisses, to stroke your thigh, to release you, run my fingers over you, and cover you with my loving saliva. I guess it's the way I snuggle up to you and touch your arm, hold your eyes in mine. Now that I think about it, I suppose there are signals I send you. But how on earth do you know when I need to be dominated? When I need to be ordered to please you? Told in no uncertain terms how I should offer myself to you, face down and ass up, or with my mouth eagerly open, waiting for cum, or in a missionary position, lying like a virgin on her wedding night, waiting for you to take me, ride me, pump me, till my cunt is sore. I just don't get how you know just what I want. You really are something. I mean, have you got ESP or something? You have a machine hidden away somewhere that scans my brain to pick out all my pleasure centres so that when a red light goes on here or a blue light there, you know just what to do. Well, whatever it is, I'm glad you know me so well. You know, one of the most amazing things that happens is the way your words affect me. They seem to worm their way inside me. So it's not really you describing me anymore. It's almost like your words become me, as if your words and my identity become fused. Your words don't just describe my own thoughts. They become my deepest desires, my most carnal secret longings. I used to think that good sex was all about touch and smell and feel, the kisses, the skin sliding over skin, the tracing of delicate fingers, the parting of lips. And obviously, those are all hugely important. But until you and I became whatever this is between us, I never really appreciated the power of words. I never knew how you speaking or writing a particular word or a phrase could make me ache, literally ache, so that stirring in my groin, in my tummy, between my legs, it becomes so urgent that it just can't be denied. I mean, sometimes you speak or write a certain word to me and I have no choice. I have to touch myself. Do you know how fucking powerful that is? You don't even need to be in the same room with me. I can remember a message you sent, a conversation we had, and I recall a specific phrase, the timing, the cadence, the way you wrote it or said it, and I just melt. One second I'm a rational, confident, outgoing woman, and the next I'm a sticky mess of my own juices, a pool of desire, a puddle on the floor. And sometimes when I'm alone, on the nights when my fingers are my best friend, I'll think of something you said, and the urge to touch my lips, well, it just becomes undeniable. So I take my fingers, my wet, juice-soaked fingers, and I dip them into me. I just have to give in to the temptation and use them to open my lips up, so gently. That urge is sometimes so strong that I just sink to the floor. Literally, I can't tell you the number of times I've just collapsed onto the carpet and played with myself to your words. God, just admitting these things to you, it's getting me aroused. Look, I know we're just talking. We didn't get together today for anything sexual. But would you mind if I let my fingers stray? Yeah, I can. Thank you, my love. Of course. I knew you'd understand. So, as I'm stroking my cunt, very slowly, will you tell me about all those things you want to do to me? Tell me how you'd kiss me. How your lips would run over mine. Dancing, glancing, your tongue playing over the surface of my mouth. Tell me how you'd open my blouse, pull up my t-shirt, or undo my silk robe. How you'd release my breasts, my lovely, full, ripe breasts. How you'd move towards me so our chests were touching. How my nipples would be so hard, just rubbing over your chest. Tell me how you'd lick them at first, very gently, because you know how sensitive they are. And then you'd take my whole breast in your mouth, sucking it and massaging it at the same time. You know how I love it when a man worships my breasts. They are very special to me, and I'm very proud of them. This is making me so wet. Would you tell me, right here and now, how you'd seduce me? Just imagine you've walked in and found me at this very moment, sitting in front of the mic, like I am now, touching myself as I meditate on how your words make me feel. What would you say to me as you sat down in the chair opposite me? I'm pretty sure you'd tell me how beautiful I am. You really can't stop telling me that, can you? It's always a good start, telling me how gorgeous and sexy I look, how you love the way my hair tumbles down, how much pleasure it gives you to stand behind me and kiss my neck. That does feel nice. You'd tell me how much you love to tease me, to play with me, how teasing me until I was desperate was so exciting for you, how your favourite thing was hearing me moan and seeing me squirm. My body twisting and writhing as you touched all those favourite parts. How wonderful it is to see me helpless beneath your hands. Helpless beneath your fingers. Desperate beside myself as you licked me. Lost in total abandoned pleasure. and you made me do whatever you wanted as you took me in whatever way pleased you. Fuck. Oh, babe, you know how much I love that. When, for once, I don't need to nurture, all I need to do is lie back or raise my ass or just let you do whatever you want to me. I love it when you take control, when I'm your willing plaything. How? How would you do that? How would you make me your plaything? Your little fuck toy? Tell me, please. You'd make sure I was fully relaxed, okay? And you'd lean me back in the chair. Then what would you do? You'd kiss me. You'd take my top off. And then you'd take my hair. Oh, fuck. And you'd rub it over my breasts. Oh, God. I love it when you do that. Oh, my hair is so soft. And so silky. I love the feel of it over my tits. Then you'd tell me to take off whatever I was wearing on my bottom half. My jeans or my shorts or sweatpants. But most important of all, my panties. Let me do that right now. Okay. You'd tell me to spread my legs apart, and you'd say you want to see my gorgeous cunt opened up, lips pulled apart, the pinkness that's inside me fully revealed, my pussy lips like the petals of a flower waiting expectantly to be fertilized. Oh, God, I love that. I love it when you tell me you're going to breed me. I would love to give you a baby. And you tell me how my gorgeous nectar would be flowing. Over all the ridges and valleys of my inner cunt. How it was making everything glisten. How I'd be sopping and swimming in my juices. Just a hot, sticky cunt. Primed just for your pleasure. Oh, God, I love. That's how I am now. I'm so fucking wet. Oh, fuck. Keep going, don't stop. You'd sit on the floor. Fuck. Yes, do it. You'd be right between my legs. And you'd force them open as far as they could go. Oh, fuck. Please, please force me open. And then you'd take your middle finger and slide it into me. In and out. That fat middle finger fucking me. While all the while, yet. Your index finger, oh shit, would be circling over my pink wet clit, making those lovely slippery movements back and forth. Oh fuck yes, do that, I fucking love it. And oh God, you put both fingers in me and you'd spread out my cunt as wide as you could and you finger fucked me. And then you'd use your mouth. Beautiful mouth to lick every fucking thing you could. Your fingers, my cunt limbs, my throbbing little clit, my thighs, and then, oh God, when I couldn't stand it any longer, you'd take your fingers out and you'd place your whole hand over my pussy. Your palm would be on my pubic mound. Oh my God, moving slowly back and forth, pressing down on me while your fingers, your delicious fingers, could be flicking me, rubbing my little clit, the most sensitive part of my whole body, faster and faster, and I'd be bucking and thrusting my hips. I'd be coming up to meet your fingers, and I'd feel it building, building, and you'd be telling me all these filthy and wonderful things, how much you loved me, how soft my cunt felt, how wet I was, and how exposed my gorgeous pussy was, how I was your personal plaything. Yeah, fuck. And I'd come, oh fuck, I'd come just like this. Oh my god, fuck. Oh yeah, I'd writhing and my whole body twitching. Oh fuck. Tell me how I'd come, what it would be like. I'd give it a loud moan. With my body in spasms of fuck. Oh God. Oh God. Damn it. Fuck. Oh God. Oh God. How do you do that? Come just by telling me what you're going to do. It's like, oh God, your words, everything is described in such incredible detail. Oh, it's so exquisite. And I can imagine it so perfectly. God, my imagination, it just takes over. And it's like you're really doing it to me. It's like you're in front of me. You're actually in front of me. Doing everything you talk about. Fuck. That's so delicious. You are so good to me. I'm so glad we found each other. I can't tell you how happy you make me. How happy your words make me. Till next time, my love.